Vinyl records have made a small but forceful comeback in recent years. While total vinyl sales are a tiny fraction of overall music retail, the demand is such that the few remaining plants that actually press LPs are running virtually nonstop. Their machines are decades old, and no one is building new ones. But one man has made it his mission to get as much music on this old format into as many ears as he can. CJ Janovi from member station KCUR has his story.
Salina, Kansas is basically dead center of the country. Here, along the railroad tracks, in the shadow of grain elevators, next to a gravel lot filled with industrial propane tanks, is the headquarters of Acoustic Sounds. It's run by Chad Kasem.
Back in the mid-70s, every teenage boy had a stereo and maybe 100 albums, so I wasn't any more of a collector than most of my friends.
That was back in Louisiana, where Kasem grew up. By the time he was 21, though, his drinking and drug abuse landed him in court where a judge ruled that he needed to get away from Louisiana's party culture.
I came to Kansas to get sober in 1984. That's where the judge picked.
Kansas has alcohol, but in general, there were fewer distractions for a man who needed to dry out. He had his stereo shipped here, and he was looking to build up his record collection.
Since Kansas is kind of out of the way, records that were very rare and sought after, they still had plenty of them in Kansas, and I found a couple of mother loads.
Hard-to-find, collectible, audiophile editions of classic LPs. Kasem scooped them up and began reselling them through mail order. Then he took it a step further.
You sell pre-owned albums, and then people are looking for particular albums that nobody's putting out, and they're very valuable, so you decide to reissue it.
Yourself. He founded Acoustic Sounds and contacted record labels about reissuing classic albums. He built up a staff to recreate the artwork, negotiate rights, and handle sales. At first, he contracted out the vinyl pressing.
The next natural step is to have your own pressing plant. It just took me like 20 years and $2 million to do it.
Kasem bought his first presses in 2010. He found some of them in England. Others came from Los Angeles. Most were in pretty bad shape. Kasem hired two experienced technicians to get them up and running. And he lined up an influential customer, the estate of Jimi Hendrix. John McDermott is the producer and catalog director for Experience Hendrix.
He had had a very large audience that he served by mail order, certainly selling a lot of Jimi Hendrix product. So when he decided to get into the manufacturing process, we knew, given his commitment to quality, that it was going to be an interesting thing to monitor. And once it got up and running, we began shifting all of the Jimi Hendrix vinyl manufacturing to his company in Kansas.
Now, everything Hendrix on vinyl goes through Chad Kasem's plant. Kasem's presses now run 24/7 to meet demand. On this day, they're pressing records by Leonard Cohen, Kiss, Pink Floyd, and The Doors. Each press is about the size of a Volkswagen Bug, intricate systems of steel and hydraulics. There are about 16 such plants around the country. Kasem says it's an arms race to find any remaining presses and parts and get them back into production. So he was excited in January when he heard about 13 idle presses in Chicago owned by a guy named Joel Hayes. He'd bought them on eBay because he'd always dreamed of getting into the business.
Didn't have any idea how much it was going to cost to get them going at the time.
Turns out it was close to $1 million. He tried to line up investors, but he never could. Meanwhile, a lot of people wanted to buy them from him. He always said no until he heard from Kasem.
I liked him. I was familiar with his company. I knew he did quality work.
I went up there, and I was willing to help him, give him all the advice and everything I learned. I was willing to share this with him. And the last thing I said is, I said, if you want, I'll just buy them all.
Ended up just selling everything over to him, knowing that he was the right guy to do the full restoration and do justice by him.
All 13 presses are in pieces now. They're spread out all over the floor of Kasem's warehouse. It looks like a mechanic's garage, and it smells like rust and grease. Three guys are working on the machines.
Stripping everything down and getting ready for paint.
That's Robert Drenton from Abilene, Kansas.
I actually worked on tractors and stuff, and I did a lot of assembly work, so I got quite a bit of mechanical skills when it comes to stuff like this. I was surprised that there's machines like this still.
It could take a year before these presses are up and running, but that's okay with Chad Kasem. He never stopped believing in vinyl, and he plans to be pressing it for a long time.
The first time you see these old rusty presses, it looks like scrap metal, but it's not scrap metal. It looks like gold to you once you've seen what they can do and make.
For Chad Kasem, make that black gold. For NPR News, I'm CJ Janovy in Kansas City.